John chapter number 6 and verse number 68. John chapter 6, verse number 68. John chapter 6, verse 68. The Bible says, "Then Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life." Kung Tagalogin natin ang Bible, ang sabi ng Bible, sumagot sa kanya si Simon, si Pedro, "Panginoon, kanino kami pupunta? Ikaw ang may mga salita ng buhay na walang hanggan." So itong mga salita ay dakilang pag-amin ni Pedro kay Kristo, "Ikaw ang may mga salita ng buhay na walang hanggan." These are the words of Peter's confession to Christ. He says to Christ, "Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life." Where do we find the words of eternal life? We find it in Jesus. We find it in the Savior, Jesus Christ. So sa kasalukuyan ng mga pangyayaring ito sa buhay ni Jesus, marami ang mga sumasama sa kanya. Marami siyang followers. Malamang, dahil sa kanyang mga milagro, dahil sa kanyang mga himala, pero hindi dahil siya ang Panginoon at Diyos at tagapagligtas. Marami ang gusto ng blessing, pero ayaw sa blesser. Now, in the story of John chapter 6, we find that there are many followers of Jesus Christ. There's many disciples. Many people say, "I'm going to follow Jesus," but it's probably because he provides food, he provides miracles, and they follow him because of the blessing. They like the blessing, but they don't like the blesser. They seek for things, but they don't seek for God. So, ganito rin ang ugali ng tao. Yung iba nga, sumasama kay Jesus Christ dahil akala nila siya ang political leader na ibabagsak niya ang Roma na sumakop sa Israel sa kapanahunan ni Jesus Christ. Now, there are others who follow Jesus, no doubt, because they thought that he was a political leader, that he was the one who was going to bring down the Roman occupiers of Israel and usher in the kingdom of God, the political millennial reign of Jesus Christ. Well, they're half right, but they're not right all the way. He really will establish his kingdom, but the timing of that is not yet. Jesus has a first mission. The first mission of Christ is that he will die and he will be buried and that he will rise again according to the scriptures. So, ganito yung ugali ng tao, sasama ako sa Panginoon para meron akong magets, para meron akong makuha. Pero pag wala na akong makuha, hindi na ako sasama sa Panginoon. Ganyan po ang maraming mga tao. Marami rin mga sumasama kay Jesus Christ kasi hindi naman nila alam, pero hindi naman nila alam kung sino siya. Kahit ano, pwede nilang gawin. Pwede nilang sumunod sila sa kanya, pero hindi naman Kristo ng Biblia ang kanilang pinakikinggan. So, itong chapter 5 at saka chapter 6 ay ang pangatlong visit ng Panginoong Hesukristo sa Judea para sa Passover. At malapit na siyang matapos sa kanyang misyon ng kaligtasan. Mas lalo niyang binibigyang diin sa chapter 6 ang doktrina ng patungkol sa kanyang persona, kung sino talaga siya. At habang ine-explain niya kung sino talaga siya, yung mga nakikinig, sabi nila, "No, napakabigat nito. Napakabigat ng message ni Jesus Christ." So, tingnan mo for example yung verse 48. So, Jesus intensifies his teaching about himself. And he reveals more about himself. Look for example, in verse number 48. I am that bread of life, sabi ni Jesus Christ.
Hindi ka mabubuhay kung hindi ka tumanggap sa akin, sabi ng Panginoong Jesucristo.
That's intense. That he is the bread of life. And if you don't partake of him, you will have no life in you. That's intense. Look at verse number 52. Verse number 52. The Jews therefore strove among themselves, saying, how can this man give us his flesh to eat? Then Jesus saith unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, except ye eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, ye have no life in you.
Nako, sabi ng Panginoon, kailangan kainin natin siya, kailangan inumin natin siya. Napakatindi ng message ni Jesus Christ na sabi ng Panginoon, kapag hindi mo ako tinanggap, kumbaga, kinain at tinanggap, wala kang buhay na walang hanggan. So, ang Panginoong Jesucristo, hindi siya parang yung buffet. Mahilig kayo sa buffet? Naka-buffet na ba kayo? Nakakain na ba kayo ng buffet? Sa buffet, merong maganda, merong pangit na, kung anong gusto mo, pwede mong kunin. Yung ayaw mo, pwede mong tanggihan. Kasi buffet nga, di ba? Pero ang Panginoong Jesucristo ay hindi buffet. Kung tatanggapin mo siya, kailangan buo ang pagtanggap mo sa Kanya. Kailangan nagsisi ka at sumampalataya ka na siya nga ang Panginoon, Diyos sa tagapagligtas ng kaluluwa. Siya ang tagapamagitan ng isang banal na Diyos sa makasalanang tao. Hindi mo pwedeng sabihin, tatanggapin ko siya bilang tagapagligtas, pero hindi siya ang magiging Diyos ng buhay ko. Hindi ho yan ang Panginoong Jesucristo. He is God, He is Lord, and He is Savior. You cannot say, I'm going to receive Him partially. No, you must partake of Him entirely. He must be Lord and Savior. He must be Lion and Lamb. He must be the Alpha and the Omega. You cannot take and leave Jesus Christ. You must receive Him completely in your life. And so these Jews had a problem. They didn't want to obey. They didn't want to put themselves under Jesus Christ. They had their own idea. I'll just follow Him as long as the bread is good. Habang may tinapay, okay ako sa Kanya. Pag nawala na ang tinapay at pinarurusahan na tayo ng Roma, hindi na ako susunod sa Kanya. So, this tunay na disipulo ba yun?
No.
Look at verse number 60. Verse number 60. Many therefore of his disciples, when they heard this, said, this is an hard saying, who can hear it? Napakabigat nito. Sino kaya makakagawa nito? Mabigat ba ang Kristyanismo? Mabigat? Mahirap ba maging Kristyan? Simple ba ang pagiging Kristyano? Yung iba, sa loob nila, okay lang. Hindi, wala naman requirement ang pagiging Kristyano. Oh, ang requirement ng pagiging Kristyano ay susunod ka kay Kristo. Kasi kinuha mo yung pangalan niya. Ikaw ay Christian dahil sumusunod ka kay Christ. E kung ayaw mo nang sumunod kay Christ, di wag mong tawagin sarili mong Christian. It's that simple. Now, look at verse number 66. Verse number 66. From that time, many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. Tumalikod sila at hindi na sila lumakad ng kasama ang Panginoong Jesucristo. So, tunay ba silang disipulo? No. Sumasama lang sila dahil meron silang nakukuha. Okay? And yan ang ugali ng hindi ligtas. So, tingnan mo ang tanong ni Pedro. Ang tanong ni Pedro sa verse 68. Verse number 68. Peter asked the question, then Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? To whom shall we go? Panginoon, kanino kami pupunta? So, ang tao ay parating naghahanap ng lunas para sa kanyang kakulangan. Alam nila na ang kanilang puso, sa kanilang puso, palaging may kulang. Kahit na sila ay puno ng pera, at puno ng kayamanan, at puno ng kasikatan, at puno na sa katayuan o pwesto ng buhay, kahit na sila ay mareligyoso o hindi religyoso, basta sila ay puspos ng blessing, palaging kulang pa rin ang puso ng tao. Meron siyang kakulangan. Pastor, pwede ba yun? Yung mayayaman ba? Hindi ba sila masaya? Tanong, sa mga artista, pag sila ay nag-asawa, mga ilang buwan lang, ano nangyayari? Okay. Divorce. Pangatlo, pangapat. Masaya ba sila? Pero sikat sila. Yung mga mayayaman, tanong, meron ba nagpapakamatay na mayaman? Oh? Akala ko pag may pera, masaya. Oh? So, pati sa mga mayayaman at makapangyarihan, nagpapakamatay pala sila. Kasi, hindi mo makukuha ang kasiyahan sa pera, kayamanan, katayuan, kasikatan, at ritual at reliyon ng tao. Dapat lumapit tayo sa Panginoong Hesus. Ang Panginoong Hesus ng Biblia, hindi yung Panginoong Hesus na inimbento ng tao. Panginoon, kanino kami pupunta? Kanino? Punta tayo sa Panginoon ng Biblia. Siya ay anak ng Diyos. Siya ay Diyos na nagkatawang tao. Siya ay miyembro ng Santisima Trinidad. God the Father, God the Son, yan si Jesus. God the Holy Spirit. Tatlo, three in one. 1 John chapter 5, verse 7. For there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. And these three are one. 1 John chapter 5, verse 7. Siya ay Diyos na nagkatawang tao. Namatay siya sa krus ng Kalbaryo. Bilang tubos sa ating mga kasalanan, siya ay nilibing na natili siya sa kapangyarihan ng kamatayan ng tatlong araw para tunay na talagang patay siya. At nung ikatlong araw, siya ay bumangon uli mula sa patay, sa kapangyarihan ng banal na Espiritu, sa kapangyarihan ng Ama, at sa sarili niyang kapangyarihan bilang Diyos Anak. At siya ngayon ay buhay, at siya ngayon ay nasa langit kasama ng Ama, at babalik siya balang araw upang maghari dito sa mundong ito. Yun ang Panginoong Hesukristo ng Biblia. At kung tatanggapin mo siya, hindi mo pwede siyang tanggapin na kakaunti lang. I'm only gonna receive him partially. No? You have to receive the Jesus of the Bible. He is God. He is with the Father. John chapter 1 verse 1. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. And without Him was not anything made that was made. So He is with the Father. He became man. He is God manifest in the flesh. He became man. He took upon Him the form of a servant. He thought it not robbery to be equal with God. And He became man. And He suffered on the cross of Calvary as a payment, ransom payment for our sins. He shed His blood. To erase our sin, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. And then He was buried, and He remained under the power of death for 3 days to show to you and me that He literally was dead. He died physically, bodily. He was buried. And 3 days later, God raised Him from the dead bodily and ascended Him into heaven bodily. And when He returns, He's going to return bodily. And He will rule and reign to establish His kingdom on earth. And then He will judge at the great white throne judgment everyone who rejected Him, everyone who hasn't repented and believed on Him as Lord and Savior. He will judge them and He will cast them in the lake of fire. And then He will rule forever and forever in eternity future. This is the Jesus of the Bible. You have to believe on the Jesus of the Bible. You cannot partially take Him as Savior. You have to take Him as God, Lord, Savior, Messiah, all that He is, you must receive Him as that. You cannot say, well, I believe in Jesus and I believe in Mary. I believe in Jesus and I believe in this saint. I believe in Jesus and I believe in baptism. No, baptism cannot save you. No, you must believe on Jesus only, Jesus alone. And whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. All those who believe on Him will be saved. Now, so lumapit tayo sa Kristo ng Biblia. Now, number two, sa pag-aamin ni Pedro, sinabi niya, ikaw ang may salita ng buhay na walang hanggan. Si Jesus lamang ang tanging pag-asa ng makasalanang tao. Jesus is the only hope of mankind. The only hope of mankind. Alam mo, kapag ikaw, halimbawa, may cancer ka, mapapanaw din ang iyong katawan balang araw. Pero kumusta naman ang iyong kaluluwa? So, halimbawa, may lunas ang cancer. Halimbawa, natagpuan natin ang lunas ng cancer. Sana balang araw matagpuan na natin yon. Pero sana, kung matagpuan natin ang lunas ng cancer, alam mo yung lunas na yan, pansamantala pa rin. Ang lunas talaga ng pangangailangan ng tao ay hindi medicine. Jesus Christ, ang tanging lunas ng makasalanang tao. Ang kanyang sakripisyo ay nagtatanggal, ay ang tanging basihan o batayan ng ating kaligtasan. Si Jesus lamang ang tanging tagapamagitan. Siya ang tagapagtugma sa isang banal na Diyos at makasalanang tao. Si Jesus ang kordero ng Diyos na nag-aalis ng kasalanan ng buong mundo. Hindi natin maaaring asahan ang ating mabubuting gawa. Kahit na yung ating pagsisisi, kahit na yung ating pananampalataya sa Kanya, ay hindi yan ang dahilan kung bakit tayo ligtas. Ang kaligtasan natin ay buhat sa gawa at persona ng Panginoong Hesukristo lamang. It is not our repentance and our faith that saves us. We're not saved by that. We're saved by the finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the reason why we're saved. We're not saved because we came upon a knowledge of God. No. We are beggars. We are sinners. We have no power to save ourselves. We simply look to Jesus. We simply believe on Him. We know that He died, buried, and was rose again according to the Scriptures. And all who believe on Him will receive eternal life. He is the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. These are words of life. These are powerful words. He is the only mediator between God and man. He is the reconciler. He will reconcile you and God. See, man in his self is sinful. God is holy. How can we be reconciled? We need a mediator. And the mediator is not the church. You can join a church, but if you don't have Jesus, that church can't save you. Ganito yun. Kung pupunta ako sa Manila International Airport, pumasok ako sa Manila International Airport, ibig sabihin, lilipad na ako? Pero pumasok ako doon, lilipad na talaga ako? No? No? Kailangan pumasok ka sa aeroplano. Dahil nasa church ka, hindi ibig sabihin lilipad ka. Kailangan pasukan mo, hindi church, pasukan mo si Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the only answer. So, ito ay mga salita ng buhay. Sabi ni Pedro, you have the words of life. This Bible is the word of God. The words of life. The words of eternal life. There's not a greater book than the Bible. This is the kinasihan ng Diyos, prinotektahan ng Diyos, iningatan ng Diyos na bigyan tayo ng salita galing sa ibang mundo. Ang salita ng Diyos, salita ng buhay. Yung karunungan, kaalaman na nanggagaling sa salita ng Diyos, lampas yan, higit yan sa karunungan at katalinuhan ng tao. No, never na nakita ng tao ang liwanag na ganito sa kanilang sarili. Kailangan ito ay binigay sa, ipinahayag sa atin ng Diyos. Hindi ma-discover ito ng tao. God, man cannot discover God. Man can never discover God. God has to reveal himself. And so God reveals himself through the word of God. And Peter said, thou hast the words of eternal life. Ito ay malinaw na salita. Ito ay purong salita. Ito ay preserbang salita. Ito ay salita ng pag-ibig. You like Valentine's? Huh? This is God's love letter for you. Mahal ka ng Diyos. Kaya nga nagsulat siya ng sulat. No, balang araw, titiklopin natin ito. Kasi sa awa ng Diyos, sa biyaya ng Diyos dahil kay Jesucristo, makakapiling na natin ang Panginoon. At hindi na natin magagamit ito. We'll not be using this in eternity future. This is just a love letter from God. One day, we're gonna be with God. One day. And we'll fold the Bible and be with Him. The Bible says, we shall be with Him forever. Forever with Him. So, ang salita ng tao, papalit-palit. Pero ang salita ng Diyos, buhay na walang hanggan at hindi nagbabago. Ang salita ng Diyos. Yung isang araw, kung ano ang legal noon at illegal noon, ngayon, hindi na illegal. Kasi papalit-palit ang opinion ng tao. Dati, yung kape, pwede mong inumin. Maganda sa katawan, maganda sa kutis. Ngayon, cancer. Pag sinobrahan mo. No, ganyan ang salita ng tao. One day, okay ang ketchup. Lalo na pag banana ketchup. Ngayon, maalat, high blood, mapapatay ka ng ketchup. Ganyan ang salita ng tao, pabago-bago. Nangangako ang tao, balik naman ang pangako. Pero ang salita ng Diyos, nananatili yan. Malusaw man ang langit at lupa, mananatili ang salita ng Diyos. Sana wag nating tanggihan ang pagmamahal ng salita ng Panginoon. Ito ay buhay, salita ng buhay na walang hanggan. Kaibigan, wag mong lapitan ang tao, lapitan mo ang Diyos. Sa pangalan ng Panginoong Jesucristo, doon mo makikita sa Panginoong Jesucristo ang tulong ng kaluluwa na kailangan ng tao. Si Jesus lamang ang may salita ng buhay na walang hanggan. Hindi ang nangangaral, hindi ang pastor. Ang opinion ng tao at ang opinion ng kaibigan, kamag-anak, yung opinion ng tao, kung ikumpara mo sa salita ng Diyos, mas mataas ang salita ng Diyos. Mas matutulungan ka ng salita ng Diyos. Tulungan tayo nawa ng banal na Espiritu na tanggapin si Jesucristo sapagkat gaya ng sinabi ni Pedro, Panginoon, kanino kami pupunta? Ikaw ang may salita ng buhay na walang hanggan. Would you bow your heads and close your eyes? Oh, man's word changes every day. One time something is right, the next day this is wrong. Man changes, but God's word never changes. God's word is fixed. It's forever settled. And God gave us a word from another world, and we need to pay attention to what the Bible says. And if you know anything about the Bible, these are the words of eternal life. Do you have eternal life? Meron ka bang buhay na walang hanggan? Natanggap mo na ba si Jesus Christ sa iyong puso, sa iyong buhay? Pastor, hindi pa ako sure na ako ay may buhay na walang hanggan. Hindi ako sigurado. Pray for me. I would like to pray for you. Pakitaas ng kamay. Pray for me. I'd like to receive Jesus as my Lord and Savior. Alright? May nang ba magsasabi, Pastor, pray for me. I'd like to ask the Lord to be my Savior. Okay? God bless you. Anybody else? Sino pa magsasabi, pray for me, Pastor. I need to ask Jesus to be my Lord and Savior. Very good. How many would say this, Pastor, I know Jesus is my Lord and Savior. Nakilala ko na siya noon, meron akong testimony, at naalala ko ang time na ako ay nagsisi at ako ay sumampalataya kay Jesucristo. Pakitaas ng kamay. If that's you, God bless you. That's wonderful to be able to say that. Now, if you're not able to say that, please see me after church and I'll be more than glad to show you from the Bible. We'll take time and talk to you and pray and ask the Lord to bless you. Let's pray.